Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 14. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zurück zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht es wunderbar. Und dir?
Ja, mir geht es gut. Oh, heute bin ich ein bisschen müde.
Ach so, hast du denn viel Arbeit?
Ja, ich habe viel Arbeit. Ich habe, ich habe viele Dinge zu tun.
Sehr gut, ja, super.
Lots of things to do.
Genau.
And in that case, I'm using viele because they're countable.
Genau.
I don't want to say how many things I have, but I know that there are viele. Yeah, we were looking at viel and viele and of course also wenig and wenige and so on last time. But I believe this lesson we're going to be doing something a little bit different. Is that correct?
Genau. Today we're going to look at the indirect speech. So how to report something someone else said.
Could I say that this lesson is all about gossiping?
Yeah, you could say that, yeah.
A very important topic if you're getting to know new German-speaking friends and you can have a little bit of a gossip. She said and he said and they said and all that. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Los geht's.
So, Marc, ich glaube, dass unsere Lerner das Konzept von Das-Sätzen gut verstanden haben. Denkst du das auch?
I got the final part of that. Denkst du das auch? Do you also think so? But I'll need to hear the first part again to tell you whether or not I think, that's the case.
Ich glaube, dass unsere Lerner das Konzept von Das-Sätzen gut verstanden haben.
Right, I think you're saying you think or you believe that our learners, the concept of das sentences, das phrases,
yes,
good understood have.
Yeah, genau.
So you think that our learners have understood well the concept of das phrases.
Genau.
So that's the phrases where we say ich denke das, dadladadladam.
Genau.
I think I certainly feel as if I'm understanding them more, especially the whole situation with word order and where the verb goes in these das sentences. I have to admit, I get a little bit mixed up sometimes with the separable verbs. But other than that, I think I'm okay.
Excellent. But today we're going to take it a step further and we look at the das sentences when they fulfill a different function.
Okay, can you explain further?
Yes, it's the function of reporting what other people say or even reporting of what you say yourself or have said.
Okay.
So when we do report what others said, what verb would you use in German?
Could you just simply use sagen?
Yeah, it's as easy as that. You use sagen.
Okay.
So
just before we go on, could we just run through the conjugation of sagen?
Klar.
Ich sage.
Ja.
Du sagst.
Mhm.
Sie es sagt.
Genau.
Wir sagen.
Ja.
Ihr sagt.
Ja.
Sie sagen.
Genau, super.
Is it regular?
Es ist regelmäßig, ja.
Yeah. Okay.
Super. So, should I make a little example?
Ja.
Tobias sagt, dass er heute ins Kino geht.
So Tobias says that he's going to the cinema today.
Genau, super.
That seems straightforward enough. It kind of works in the same way as Tobias denkt, dass heute ins Kino geht. Yeah?
Genau, super.
So he thinks that he's going to the cinema, and he says that he's going to the cinema.
Genau.
Okay.
It's the structure that we know very well from previous lessons.
Okay.
So, but what happens if Tobias doesn't say this now, but he said it in the past?
So we'd use a perfect there.
Mm-hmm.
Tobias hat gesagt.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he say?
Ich gehe heute ins Kino.
Okay, I'm thinking about this in English. And in English, I suppose I would say Tobias said that he's going to the cinema today.
Genau.
Would we say that he is going or that he was going to the cinema?
No, we stick to the present because he hasn't been to the cinema yet.
Okay, so in this case, would we say Tobias hat gesagt, dass heute ins Kino geht?
Super, yeah.
Okay.
And what would you say if he told you that he had already been to the cinema?
We'd have to use, I guess, a perfect tense in the second part of the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tobias hat gesagt, dass heute ins Kino, and then gehen would be a sein Verb, because there's a change of place involved.
Yeah.
So, gehen becomes, I think we've looked at this before,
gegangen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tobias hat gesagt, dass heute ins Kino gegangen ist.
Super, sehr gut.
Right, so Tobias ist heute ins Kino gegangen.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the cinema today, but when we're changing it around, Tobias hat gesagt, dass heute ins Kino gegangen ist.
Yes, so in the second version, when we have both sentences in the perfect, what he really said was, ich bin heute ins Kino gegangen.
And that's what we were reporting on then. So he said, ich bin heute ins Kino gegangen. Mm-hmm. So changing that round into Tobias hat gesagt, dass heute ins Kino gegangen ist.
Genau, sehr gut.
Can I just ask that auxiliary verb there? We're using sein as our auxiliary verb here, and it comes right at the end. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, because it's the auxiliary verb that is conjugated according to the person that is doing this action.
Because the gegangen is the Partizip 2.
Yes, which never changes. Doesn't matter who does it.
So, Tobias hat gesagt, dass heute ins Kino gegangen ist. If, let's say, Tobias said that he has eaten lots of potatoes.
Yeah.
I'm making a difficult sentence for myself, I think, here. Tobias sagt, would we say Tobias sagt or Tobias hat gesagt?
It depends on when he says it said it.
So let's say he said, Tobias said that he has eaten lots of potatoes.
Yes.
Tobias hat gesagt, dass viele Kartoffeln gegessen hat.
Super, sehr gut.
So the participle comes first and then the auxiliary verb.
Yes.
In this construction, when
yes,
it's a das
construction. Yes, because it's a subordinate clause.
Tobias hat gesagt, dass viele Kartoffeln gegessen hat.
Super, sehr gut.
I want to interrupt things talking about subordinate clauses and das and reported speech for one moment, because I was thinking about these Kartoffeln. When we were talking last time about Kartoffeln and the fact that we were talking about individual potatoes on our plate, that was viele Kartoffeln, many potatoes. But if it were mashed potato, for example, would we still say viele, or is that more of a singular concept?
First, I need to say that there are many words for mashed potatoes.
Okay.
I'm going to name three now.
Okay.
There is Kartoffelbrei.
Kartoffelbrei.
Yeah, der Kartoffelbrei.
So it's a singular noun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then there is das Kartoffelpüree.
Das Kartoffelpüree, so sort of potato puree.
Yes. And then in Switzerland, there is der Kartoffelstock.
Der Kartoffelstock.
Yes.
So in each case, these are singular nouns.
Yes.
So could we say then, ich habe viel Kartoffelbrei gegessen?
Sehr gut, ja.
And in that case, it's viel, not viele.
Genau, sehr gut.
I wonder, in der Kartoffelbrei gibt's viele Kartoffeln.
Ja.
But you're going to tell me there's a...
Kartoffelbrei.
I was being too smart there, I think. Okay, let's come back to our reported speech. We have been talking so far about what happens with when you're saying what someone says or what someone has said. I'm guessing that we can also use other verbs for saying and shouting and singing and so on.
Yes, exactly. So we've already seen some of these verbs in our previous lesson.
Okay.
And we looked at flüstern, for example,
yes.
To whisper, or schreien,
to shout.
Yeah. Yep. But we have also some more, for example, behaupten.
What does behaupten mean?
Behaupten is to claim something.
Oh, right.
So we're not really sure if it's true or not, but the person claims this is what happened.
And would that work like arbeiten for forming
genau.
Its past participle?
Genau.
So would it be gehauptet?
Behauptet.
Oh, because the infinitive begins with be.
Yes.
So you wouldn't say be gehauptet or
no, it's like it's because be is not a separable prefix.
Okay. So behauptet. So Tobias hat behauptet.
Yeah.
Dass er nur ein Kartoffel.
Eine Kartoffel
gegessen hat.
Ja, genau. Sehr gut. Super.
Okay. What about some other words of reported speech?
Yes, so we have, for example, erzählen.
Is that
to tell?
Okay, yeah. To tell. Yeah.
So to tell a story, yeah. Eine Geschichte erzählen.
How do you say to explain?
Erklären.
Ah, I think I'm getting those two mixed up.
Yes, so, but erklären is also a very good verb.
So you can use that in the same way.
Yeah, erklären und hat erklärt.
Okay, so und erklären hat Er hat erklärt and erzählen, you said?
Yes. It's
which becomes?
To tell. Er hat erzählt.
Erzählt. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Yes. To report.
All right.
Ja? Berichten.
Berichten. Okay. Based on what you said about behaupten, could this become, ich habe berichtet.
Sehr gut, super, fantastisch.
Berichtet, okay. Anything else?
Yes, we have also bemerken.
Would that be like to remark?
Ja, genau. Genau, sehr gut. We have also the noun die Bemerkung, and that could be a remark or a comment.
Okay, die Bemerkung.
Ja.
Are most words that end in -ung feminine?
Ja.
Okay, I noticed that.
It's one of the very few rules that we have for genders.
And I like rules. I think rules help.
I know.
Definitely when you're a learner, they help. Okay.
So I quickly say also for bemerken, the Partizip 2 is bemerkt.
Bemerkt. Okay, let's just run through those extra words that you said. Obviously, we've had sagen. So sagen becomes gesagt.
Yeah.
Then you said to whisper, flüstern.
Yeah.
Which becomes?
Geflüstert.
Geflüstert. Did you say to shout?
Yeah, schreien. It's schreien. Very regular. Geschrien.
Geschrien. Okay.
Yes.
And then there was one that someone is going to tell.
Ja, erzählen.
Mm-hmm. Which becomes?
Erzählt.
That's the past participle.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we have?
Erklären.
To explain.
Mm-hmm.
Erklärt.
Genau, super.
Then we had
berichten.
Berichten, which was
berichtet.
What does that mean again?
To report.
To report.
Mm-hmm.
Then bemerken, which was to remark.
Yeah.
And that becomes bemerkt.
Sehr gut, super.
There was one more, I think.
Ah, behaupten.
Which I've forgotten what that means.
To claim.
To claim. Okay. And that becomes in the perfect tense. Ich habe behauptet.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay. Oh, this is pretty tricky stuff. We need to put it into practice so that we can get a feel for how it works in context. But we'll do that just after this short break. Bis bald.
Here at Coffee Break German, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Brauchst du mehr Übung? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your German to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect. Oder auf Deutsch, Übung macht den Meister. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman. Wir sehen uns hoffentlich bald.
Okay, Andrea, so far in this lesson, we've been looking at various ways to report speech. speech or how we talk about reported speech in German, whether people are speaking, shouting, whispering, claiming or anything mm-hmm. else. Can we do some practice of this? Or perhaps starting with a couple of examples using some of these verbs that you've given us. Let's start with flüstern.
Ja, du hast geflüstert, dass diese Lektion sehr schwierig ist.
I think that's actually very accurate because I did indeed whisper that to Andrea during our break. Du hast geflüstert, you have whispered or you whispered, dass diese Lektion, that this lesson, sehr schwierig ist, is very difficult.
Genau, sehr gut, super.
Okay, what about the one for shout, to shout?
Ja, wir haben schreien.
Schreien.
Oh, and I'm going to use it also in a Partizip 2, also in the perfect.
Mhm.
Sie haben geschrien, dass sie ins Haus wollen.
So would that be they shouted, mm-hmm. or they have shouted, that they want to be in the house, to go
yeah,
into the house?
Yeah, they want to come into the house,
They want to come into the house, okay. Sie haben geschrien, dass sie ins Haus wollen.
Genau.
Okay. What about behaupten?
Kurt hat behauptet, dass er sehr schlau ist.
Behaupten is to claim.
Mm-hmm.
So Kurt claimed that he is very schlau.
Clever.
Clever. Is that different from klug?
Ja, klug ist intelligent.
Okay.
Ja? Und schlau ist...
Sort of smart.
Yes.
Okay. So is it better to be klug than schlau?
Depends on who you are and what you do. A fox is schlau.
Ah, okay. Cunning.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So could schlau have somewhat negative implications at times?
It depends on the context okay. it can have, yes.
Okay. So Kurt has claimed that he is very clever or cunning or something like that.
Genau.
Okay. What about erzählen?
Aline erzählt, dass sie nach Berlin fährt.
So Alina tells us
mm-hmm.
that she's going to Berlin.
Genau. And very well spotted for, in German, erzählen doesn't need an object.
An object, okay. So in English it sounds a little strange when we say Alina tells that she is going to Berlin because tell really needs who we're telling it to.
Yes, but for us erzählen, this is not a problem.
It's fine. Okay. What else did we have? We had bemerken.
Genau. Markus hat bemerkt, dass dieser Satz nicht stimmt.
Now, stimmt, when you say das stimmt, that's like saying that's right.
Yeah.
So, Markus has remarked that mm-hmm. this phrase mm-hmm. doesn't work, that it's
yeah,
not right.
Genau.
Okay, an interesting one. What else? There was one more, berichten.
Ja, genau. Frau Peter hat berichtet, dass alle Schüler gut Deutsch sprechen.
Okay, I know that this means Frau Peter has done something that, and she's claiming or something like that, that all the school children speak good German, but I can't remember what berichten means.
To report.
To report, okay. So Frau Peter reported that all the school pupils speak good German.
Genau, super.
Okay, I think what we should do is put some of this into practice, and will we do so with some translations?
I thought of something different today.
Okay.
I have a few statements that I want you to put into indirect speech.
So you're making these statements, and then I'm reporting back on what
yes.
you said. Excellent. Okay, let's try the first one then.
So the first thing I'm saying is, Franz isst zu viel Kuchen.
Okay, so what we're going to do is say, Andrea says mm-hmm. that Franz, in this case, eats too many cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would that be Andrea sagt, dass Franz zu viel Kuchen isst?
Genau, super.
Okay.
Second sentence. Simone hat ein neues Haus gekauft. Now, I want you to put this in the past.
Okay.
And don't use sagen, use something different.
Okay, I'll do my best. Okay, I'm going to guess that you're very happy about this and that you shouted it from the rooftops.
Probably.
In which case, I would say Andrea hat geschrien, dass Simone ein neues Haus gekauft hat.
Super, sehr gut.
Okay.
So, und Satz 3. Ich habe das nie gesagt.
No, nie is never.
Never. So I'm denying something.
Okay, I think we need to look at negatives at some point soon. Mm-hmm. Nie, we've covered that as an item of vocabulary in the past. I have never said that. So could we say Andrea, in this case, hat behauptet?
Ja.
Dass sie das nie gesagt hat.
Super, sehr gut.
So let's just work through that one again. Andrea has said, or Andrea has claimed that she never said that.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea hat behauptet, dass sie das nie gesagt hat.
Super.
Okay. Okay, let's do one more.
Rudolf steht am Sonntag früh auf.
Okay, I'm going to guess that it's still early in the morning and therefore you don't want to make too much noise, so you whispered this.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea hat geflüstert, dass Rudolf am Sonntag früh aufsteht.
Super, sehr gut.
If that were in the past, Andrea hat geflüstert, dass Rudolf früh am Sonntag aufgesteht hat?
Yes, in principle yes. But there are a few mistakes.
Okay.
Andrea hat geflüstert, dass Rudolf am Sonntag früh aufgestanden ist.
Okay, yeah, because there's a change of state, I guess.
And location, because before he was in the bed.
Yep.
And now he's no longer in the bed.
Okay.
And also we have an irregular.
An irregular, birth. Right. Okay, so stehen would become gestanden,
yeah.
And aufstehen then aufgestanden.
Genau, yeah.
Right, so let me try this again. Andrea hat gesagt, dass Rudolf am Sonntag früh aufgestanden ist.
Super.
This has been quite a tricky lesson. I hope that our listeners have found it useful. I've certainly enjoyed learning how to do this, particularly with the perfect tenses, because it's pretty tricky stuff.
Ich denke, du hast das sehr gut gemacht.
Dankeschön. Okay, don't forget that you can head over to coffeebreakgermanplus.com, where you can get access to more German materials to help you make further progress. There are bonus audio listening materials, there is the lesson notes for each lesson, and of course there is also the video version of the lesson, which will help you make faster progress.
Just a reminder that you can practice what you've learned in this episode of Coffee Break German over on Facebook. We post regular language challenges to keep you on your toes, and you can join the Coffee Break German community there. Just search for Coffee Break German on Facebook.
And of course, you can also join us on Twitter. We are at Learn German. That is it for this episode. Das reicht für heute. Vielen Dank.
Ja, vielen Dank und bis bald.
Ja, tschüss. You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.